Hey, Walking Dead fans, it's been so long. We are here to cover episode 3, Warning Signs. It is Family Fun Day on The Walking Dead. The feud comes to a full head this early in the season, and fingers are being pointed on who's responsible for Justin. We're going to talk about it. Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, Walking Dead fans, what's going on? Oh, we got lights? I like it. Episode 3, Josh, our wonderful engineer, thank you for those lights. I am very excited to talk about this episode, you guys. Going right into it, what were your initial thoughts on this episode?
It was a doozy, that's for sure.
Right? A little shocking, a little...
It was, well, 3 whole episodes in. My favorite episode of the season thus far.
Okay,
yes, right. I agree.
Just because we got some good info, and I'm happy to see some people being taken down.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of action, a lot of exciting stuff. I would have to agree. It was my favorite so far this season.
Yeah, it was definitely my favorite episode this season. We saw a lot happen, and we learned a lot.
Yeah.
And then also, I mean, this is just like a... episode full of predictions for
me. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to those. We will get to predictions at the end. But I want to jump in with the opening scene. So it picks up from literally the night before, which we just talked about, episode 2. Walker's feeding on Justin. I saw the warning sign, the final warning sign in, I guess it was spray paint or something on the thing. But I didn't know if that was there already or if the person or people responsible for Justin had written
it. Had done that.
Right. What did you guys think on that? Because I thought that it was already there, but then they lingered on it. So I was like...
Maybe they just did because the context works so perfectly, but I feel like it would have been there.
Yeah.
I thought like the people responsible for the death
had
of Justin
it?
Had
they
had
wrote it.
Yeah, okay. I thought they had written on
they
it.
They did like linger on it. So
yeah,
there had
that's
to,
just what
yeah.
I assumed.
Well, but I mean, we now that we know who was responsible for the death of Justin, surely they wouldn't have left a warning sign, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So it had to be there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was just like, it was so
just
perfectly
warning for
fitting.
Who?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We open up with Rick having a wonderful day. It's like the Brady Bunch here on The Walking Dead. What I loved is seeing the Carl and Judith handprint on the wall that they took out of the porch and
that was
nailed
adorable.
It. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah. Shot to the gut right,
right?
there for me.
Right?
Like,
right?
Yeah. But I was happy to see, we never see Rick smile.
Right.
So it was actually, you know, a little like cheeky whatever, but I was actually... loving that whole
just
scene.
Just him and Judith.
Like chasing her around. It was the cutest little thing.
Well, him and he wants to take a day off with Michonne because apparently she's been working too hard on this new charter, aka laws for the community.
Yeah.
Because as we talked about in last episode, we need to rebuild the lawful civilization.
Right.
Yeah.
And Rick brings up wanting to have another baby.
I was so curious to ask y'all what y'all thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask
Does
you,
that
April,
like
to
the
be
best
you.
Idea right now. But sure, I guess that's the whole point. They're rebuilding.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, Krista, because do we, in this world, if you will, do you think that it's ever an opportune time for somebody?
I wouldn't want to. No.
No, it's not. But at the same time, like, how are you going to keep it going? How are you going to keep the living going? And I want to see another mixed baby on this show. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's
never opportune, and it's never going to be opportune for them.
Right.
But like right now would not be the best time. They're currently living in tents.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, you do have 9 months and maybe Rick is anticipating it being something different. Also, he walks outside and finds this very red tomato. So it's almost like a symbol of rebirth. But I really think they just the writers did that because it's like, okay, if Rick is going to be
gone,
we need something else. Because like we said, Judith... we don't know if he's Rick's or Shane.
Exactly.
And so it's like, that'll give us a piece of him. But nothing's ever going to make up for him leaving the show.
No,
so
not
it's at all. Like, nice try, but I'm not falling for it.
I also think... I also can't picture Michonne pregnant.
Like, and stick wielding and,
it's a little weird.
Like, can she sit down for
and,
that long?
No, she can't.
No.
She will birth fighting.
Exactly. Right. And B, this puts the person who's pregnant in danger.
Right.
I mean, you are very vulnerable when you're pregnant. I mean, Maggie did it, but granted, we didn't even see the last, 2 terms of her pregnancy?
Right.
Yeah.
Just,
like, to be honest, I'm surprised more people aren't knocked up on the show because none of them are on birth control. And you're, you know what I mean?
And
like,
they don't have TV.
No, so
right. It's like, what else is there to do?
Oh, wow. Well, that and you know, there's accidents happening left and right with all these love triangles happening. Right.
I mean, pull-out games must be real strong.
That's true.
I'm
that's
just
true.
Saying. Was anybody interested, if you will, about when we see Maggie on the horse and they're going down the road, and then we see the Asian man next to her.
I literally wrote
New Glenn next to his name.
I think we all thought that.
I was like, she's got a type.
I'm like, come on, Maggie.
I love that we all thought the same thing, because I was like, okay, this is me being bad.
It's like, Herschel needs a new dad. Come on, let's go.
Right? And nobody would ever know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just saying. And you're right, April, she does have a type. So
Sorry.
She's like, I'm going to take credit for that.
One of the ladies said it.
We were all thinking it.
Clearly, though.
You said it.
That is short-lived, though, because the saviors come out of the woods, and they're looking for Justin, which was interesting to me because I didn't think that they cared enough about each other to go look for each other. You know what I mean?
I think it's more so they want to know what's going on so they can prove that they need guns. And,
Yeah. I think there's a camaraderie and a family kind of unit there, just because they feel like they're the same people and they're the same unit and they're there for the same cause, and neither of them have guns, so that means they must band together, you know. So I think it was like a mixture of both.
Yeah, but we obviously established that Jed is going to be a problem.
Oh yeah. Oh, Jed. Yeah.
Because he just was, he was an ass, you guys.
Yeah, don't eat that tomato without asking.
Hey, like, what's your name?
Oh, and then he was like, Mud. I was like, what do you mean, Mud?
I don't know your name.
Like, don't be a butthead. Come
on. Yeah, he's going to be some trouble.
Yeah, so the war between the Old Saviors and Rick's people, I mean, obviously, we keep going back to this theme where the Old Saviors don't necessarily agree with Rick's rules.
Right.
Now, I know I keep asking you guys this, and I want to know if the episodes change your opinions on it from episode to episode. But do we still agree with the fact that maybe they should have just took out all of the saviors when they needed to?
Not all. That's like so hard. I know. Some of them are nice. Yeah. Like, we're just stuck there because Negan's Negan. So it's just, it's how do you pick and choose who to... I get Rick's point, but I also get like why everyone's like, no, they've done so much to us in the past.
Yeah.
You literally have to go through the line and be like, who, you know, that one harmed me in one way, and it's just like, I don't know.
And they've all harmed one another. Yeah. Exactly. We can't forget about how many people Rick and his people killed.
Right.
Exactly. So they have just enough reason to be angry. Now, granted, they did it in a very different way, and they only did it on the defense. You know, they didn't just go and attack people.
Well, except for when Rick did have that little fallback.
Yeah. We're going to forget about that. We forgot about that already. But I think that, you know, honestly, after this episode, I was kind of like, kill them all. because it seems like, you know, you ultimately do have to protect your own. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're just going to get knocked off one by one anyway until just they band together.
Right.
Or it's like they should have killed Negan and then been like, who wants to stay? Who wants to go? You're more than welcome to stay. You're more than welcome to go. Because I feel like those people would have gone.
Yeah. I feel like killing Negan would have been a real great starting point to be like, we're not messing around here. Yeah. You know, fall in line or get out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, like Rick's every life counts type thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it.
but we're in the zombie apocalypse.
It's not realistic, and like decisions need to be made that you don't really want to make, and not everyone is ready, like Carol said in the episode. Not everyone's ready to make that decision and to be better and to be a unit.
But why do we think about, in chat, by the way, Scrappy's mom says it's all or nothing. Either you save all the saviors or none at all. Mm. But, okay, why do we think different? Negan essentially said the same thing, just different words than Rick. Negan was, people are important. People are useful. That's why he just killed one, not all. But they're not killing any because, what does he say? People are, whatever.
Every life counts.
So basically that's them saying the exact same thing, and it's all kind of the same. When, you know, when Negan's people took over Rick's people, no guns, no nothing. So it's like, what does everyone expect?
But you can say the same thing and execute it differently. I mean, Negan was definitely a dictator, where Rick is more of a democracy.
Yeah.
So there are major differences. I was going to say slight, but there's nothing slight about it. Rick is completely different than Negan.
Right.
It's just, I guess when you've looked out for people, because Negan did treat his people well.
Sure.
He looked out for them. He gave them what they needed. Mm-hmm. So I can see why they're so loyal to him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I was looking at Negan and then I looked at Rick, I as a human being would put two and two together and see, you know, wow, this was like an abusive relationship. Negan, right. I was in an abusive relationship with Negan. Mm-hmm. Now I'm set free and Rick is treating me nicely.
Right. Yes. Right.
It's not that hard. I mean, to me.
It's very so obvious, you know, it's like good behavior. Eventually you'll get your guns back. But I'm sorry, you just tried to shoot all of us into a million little pieces. Like, forgive me for being cautious.
Right.
That's what's so crazy, though, is that, like, whenever Rick comes around, they do seem to listen to him. Right. Air quotes. Yeah. Because, like,
he just rides in on a horse and everyone's like,
which?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Like, he's just strutting back and forth. You could just see the legs of the horse. Yeah. Everyone's like, okay.
All right. Rick's hair, whatever.
Well, April, I'm glad that you brought that up because it's the want of guns that sets them over the edge because they feel like they're being hunted because Justin was found.
Right.
And do we blame them for wanting protection?
No.
No. How can we can't?
And it was actually pointed
it's
out.
It's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Right. It's such a hard situation to be in.
Right. And it was actually pointed out to Rick that he's pretty much like, in a way, doing the same thing Negan, providing protection. You know, protection and safety, and they have to work. Yeah. You know, that type of thing. Yeah. But, I mean, like you pointed out, it's totally different.
And eventually you get somewhere else.
You get somewhere. You know? Right, exactly. Yeah. Instead of the same place where Negan promised nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Not
it literally just baffles me because Negan was the guy that was, like, burning people's faces and stealing people's wives and killing people whenever he's
stealing people's wives.
I forgot. He was not a very good guy. Like, we love him as a villain.
I don't know. Maybe it's something with they felt safe with
it's
him.
It's the same thing with, like, you know, the Nazi regime and Hitler. I mean,
and Fidel Castro.
Yeah, people. There was a lot of people, dictators. You become their ally, you love them, and then that's all you know.
Praise them.
Yeah.
You praise
after a while. And then if someone comes and treats you better, you feel like it's a threat.
Yeah. I think it almost would, you know, that camaraderie or the whatever, like, abusive relationship love happened better with Negan's people because whenever they brought people in, like, literally to join their group, not just took over other groups, they were a savior. Mm-hmm. But now it's not, it's still, like, this group, this group, this group, this group coming together as one, but they're still very separate.
Their groups.
And they all look bad at the saviors. Like, no one likes the saviors. No, they're like the scum.
Yeah.
I mean, but there are some saviors that we do like. Like, Alden is nice.
Right.
Yeah. The blonde-haired girl, forgive me, you guys, I cannot remember her name.
She's awesome, yeah.
I even like the short-haired girl toward the end.
Me too.
Which we'll talk about.
We'll talk about that. But hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans like we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
We love you. And if you are listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a thumbs up. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars and make sure you... Five. We love 5 stars. 5 stars. And if you are on Twitter, make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV and subscribe to YouTube channels, just like Danny said. Thank you.
Yes.
So fingers start to be pointed.
Yeah.
And the first person that they kind of point to was Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously because of what they did to her people, which rightfully so. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Right. And that kind of sets off a chain reaction between her and Father Gabe. I don't want to jump too much far ahead, but Father Gabe is really infatuated with Anne.
Yeah.
He lies for her to Rick's face.
Why, though? It's the first girl that's given him attention in years, actually. Right. Yeah. I answered my own question.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Right. He's like a lady like
we gotta
me.
Remember, it's still human.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, fingers are also pointed at Daryl, and Rick goes up to Daryl, and then this conversation ensues, and I'm glad that Daryl didn't get butthurt or offended by it.
He had every right to, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was waiting for the line of him to be like, ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But then at the same time, he literally says, you know, if I wanted to kill him, I'd just kill him in plain sight.
Right.
I was
like, that's true, though. That's so true.
And that's why we love Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's not going to hide it.
No, he's not a coward.
No, not at all.
And Rick should know that. I don't even know why he asked him.
He even asked.
Yeah. But what I liked what Rick's position in the argument was that, you know, he wants him to rethink his position on the saviors. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, you didn't kill a guy who left your brother to die on a rooftop.
Right. I was like, you brought us back. So, yeah. Rick,
but
you
I mean,
us back.
It was a good argument. I mean, like, sometimes you do have to rethink things,
right.
Though you really, really don't want to. I mean,
but it was interesting Darrow's point of view in that whole conversation, because he brought up the lost, you know, like, what would Herschel want? What would, you know, these people want, that these, you know, people that were keeping alive would have done terrible things to them, including, what was the guy named?
Glenn Abraham, Sasha,
and all that. And it was just, it was an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rick, I mean, Rick said he thought about it, but on a different level, of course.
Yeah. I mean, they're gone. So it's like, I feel like he's not really thinking about them so much. But because, you know, at what point does, he's lived through the whole, like, I just want vengeance and I want and I know what's right. But then it's like, at some point there does become like, okay, well, they did do a lot of awful stuff. So did we. I think that's where he's trying to get to, and that's why, you know, we're working on these laws or whatever, but they're just not there yet. And they have to, clearly have to figure something out, because it's not going well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to talk about Maggie really quick, Maggie and Cindy, because this kind of foreshadows what we see in the end. They're kind of scouting grids, make sure the areas are clear, and they find this house, which kind of brings Cindy back to her home life before Oceanside. There's that whole walker thing that ensues, and Grid 5 never comes to help them, and we find Arat missing. Mm-hmm. Now, Arat is the short-haired girl.
Right.
You guys don't know who she is. now they have a dilemma, because if Arat is missing, that just means this is going to give more fuel to the fire, if you will, to the saviors wanting to, like, want guns and kind of, you know, disturb the peace, because they want to find their people. They feel targeted. And Carol thinks that if they don't find Arat, they're going to fight the saviors. Do you guys agree?
At the time, I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's either, you know, we've had so many at this point, because they were, Justin wasn't the first. That I forget who else was missing
the
before
whole
that. But
thing that went with the gas, the ethanol, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They all disappeared, too.
Yeah.
The whole truck of them.
So it's like,
I definitely thought, I was like, this, it's about to go down. If it's one more.
Yeah.
Right.
What I love about Carol is that she says to Rick, she's like, you know what? I wanted to end it before it even began. Now, if we know Carol, she is the one to go to if you want to.
Yeah.
If we want something
handled something
before it
Carol
starts,
do it.
She will do it. Whether it's a kid, whether it's a group of people,
I don't
care.
She'll do it all.
She'll take care of it. And I love that about her, because she obviously is one of the strongest female characters of the cast.
Yes, she is.
But she's not afraid to do what needs to be done, which is why I thought she was a great leader for the Savior Sanctuary.
Yeah, right.
For me, it's why I used to, like, not hate her. That's a strong word. But I used to be like, Carol, dear God, it's like too much.
Take it down. Just kill everybody.
Right. She does get a little across the line.
Yeah. But now she has tamed it back.
Yeah.
So thank you, Carol.
Yes.
And she's better now.
Yeah.
But she does still have that savage mentality, to where she's like, just waiting.
So we get to the bottom of who's been killing the saviors. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, it's the Oceanside girls.
It's the women.
The people.
Of course.
Not even that.
Oceanside girls.
I was surprised, because they were so against killing people. They were so like, oh, we don't want to use weapons. We just want to be by ourselves. We just want to be left alone. And now they're taking revenge on
everybody. It's
because they
were terrified, and now they're like, they're right in front of us.
Well, I mean, after hearing their argument, especially after what happened to Cindy's brother and what Arat did to him, did we blame them?
I was kind of like, sure, killer.
I mean, so was Maggie and Daryl. But I mean, what would you guys have done in that situation?
I mean, I thought who was originally killing the saviors was Alden, and not originally, though, not the reason you think, Tim. I thought he was trying to start an uproar to free Negan.
Oh,
Just that's to kind of, and I was like, well, who's the perfect person to do it that has loyalty in both sides? I knew exactly what they were going to do with Daryl and Maggie. I knew they were going to turn around and just let her have it. Because, I mean, at that point, really, you know, justice just had to be...
had to be served. I thought that this is another one of those issues that I go back and forth on, like, with every other sentence. But I thought that they were going to stop them the moment that...
Arat
said... what'd she say? Oh my gosh. That Cindy said, I did this because of you. I thought she was going to stop her then, but then, you know, okay.
She did have a moment where she was like, oh, no. But
when she said she's like, tell me what you said, and that was it.
Yeah. I think, but the ultimate place that I land is that it was good for them to kill her, because what was going to happen if they let her go?
Right.
She was going to tell everyone.
Right.
So it had to be done. Yeah.
It's like, once you set this in motion, you have to follow through with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, the consequences are going to be a lot.
And then because she's the last one.
Yeah, and if you didn't let them do this last one here, they're going to all be really mad. And it's just going to be everyone's...
No excuses.
It's just really sad, because I really felt for Arat in that situation. Right.
I believe
that she changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. I believe she changed as well, but no excuses. That was a lot. Last thing to say. Yeah. Like, that was a lot.
But now it brings us into this internal feud, because Maggie and Daryl want to go visit Negan now. Yeah. So is there going to be a thing between Maggie, Daryl, and Rick?
Of course.
I mean, see that.
Yeah.
Definitely see that.
I'm not loving it, because I like for them to be all happy, you know, and on the same page. And Maggie, a lot of people are saying this in chat as well, that she is just so angry. Obviously, I get it. Her husband was beat to death with a bat.
Yeah.
So I understand. But I'm missing a little bit of like old school Maggie. But I do love that Daryl was like, she's like, we need to go see Negan. He's like, let's go.
Look, if we're going to kill anybody, it needs to be Negan.
Right.
I mean, if we're going to do Gregory, and you're going to let Arat be killed, like, Negan has to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
But who's going to cross the HBIC? Rick.
Right. I guess we'll see. I want to save it for predictions. Yeah. But we're left with the saviors leaving the forest, because obviously everything has come to a head. Mm-hmm. And with everything that had happened, do you think that the saviors are going to be... themselves, they're like their own people now, or is there going to be a very separated group?
Yeah. I almost think they are already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they are living, you know, together, but I kind of think they already are.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it's going to be more, even more so.
Yeah.
They've been acting on their own this whole time.
Right.
Yeah. They just can't fend for themselves. They don't have any resources.
They don't have food, so they do still have to like help out.
Right.
But I think they're going to like keep to themselves?
100%.
Yeah, we'll see. You guys, that is our recap of episode 3, Warning Signs. I want to get into one of our favorite segments, our favorite kill segment. Oh, there's our wonderful soundbite. You guys, since we didn't cover it last episode, episode 2, I want to hear your favorite kill from either episode 2 or episode 3. Anybody got one?
Okay.
Yeah, mine would be from 2, I think. I liked when Rick shot the logs and just took out like half a herd in one fell swoop.
So
much.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. That was a good
one. That's an easy way to take care of it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mine's from episode 2. I literally have been thinking about this all day. When Daryl sees Aaron underneath the log and he just runs up and gets 2 knives and goes,
That
was a good one. I have to go with the log one as well.
Yeah.
It was the most creative. We haven't seen a nice kill like that in a while.
Yeah.
And it took out so many at once.
Yeah. And it was kind of impressive. Like his brain. Right. He was like,
you missed the first time. Focus.
I'm glad he didn't get it on the first try, because it would have been a little unbelievable.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just it's a thin rope.
You know.
I think my favorite kill, and I'm going to be a little different, would be Arat's kill, because it conflicted me. I kind of felt bad for her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, it needed to be done.
Right.
But then still at the same time, I'm like, I didn't really want you to die, because I think she could have been a really strong person to have on your side.
I saw that too.
So, I mean, that was my favorite kill of episode 3.
Literally everyone in chat has been asking, what is an A and what is a B?
Yeah. That's right. Oh, that's right.
Is it
right.
Alpha
yes.
and Beta?
We didn't talk about Jadis's thing. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Very quickly, though.
That's what I thought.
I think it's a super important person and a not so
important person. Yeah, like Alpha and Beta.
I was going to definitely, in my predictions, definitely say that.
Yeah, that was my prediction, so there you guys go.
Yeah. Predictions
are really away from y'all.
In predictions, really quick, what about helicopter? What do we think about this helicopter? What's going on?
Buzz TV predictions.
I just can't believe she's been given over live people this whole time for food and
It doesn't surprise me at all.
It doesn't, but just like, whoa.
I think, so are we doing predictions right now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I believe that Judd is going to be one of the key people to setting Negan free. I think the guy in the helicopter is from a different society, community, because we said, Anne, is her name, right?
Yeah.
She was talking to Gabriel about, like, just living this a great life.
Yeah.
So I believe that's where she was trying to get to. And then Alpha and Beta is that. And Daryl and Maggie are going to team up and try to take Negan out.
Yeah.
I think that Negan is going to be taken out pretty quickly in this season because he can't possibly continue to be the villain for the next this season. I think that civilization that you're talking about, Danny, I think you're on point with that. I think that they're going to be the new bad guys.
Yeah. Well, they have a helicopter.
Right. Exactly. I feel like there's going to be a clash between those two. And I hope that Jadis isn't on the bad side because I have grown to like her.
Mm-hmm. I know. I agree with all those.
I think there's going to be another community. I'm so not ready for that yet, though, because I'm like, let's just get our own stuff together
right now.
Why, if it was so amazing, would she not have already gone there?
They didn't want you. You're a beta.
That was my other question, because I'm like, why did you leave in the first place to live in a trash community?
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
You weren't allowed in their alpha
Something's
community.
Not right.
She wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that, and I think the family fun day was totally like Rick's send off. I think it's
I know.
And that might be like our last interaction we see with him and Judith. I don't know. It was just really
I just got chills. I literally just got
chills. Right. Did it just feel
it
very
was a
like,
message.
Bye.
It was a message. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
Maybe
tell
that's
us
his last trip home.
Tell us what you think. I do love that. I think that might be a send off for him, but we don't know because he hasn't officially announced it. But we'll see. You guys, let us know what you guys think in the comments. It has been a pleasure covering episode 3, Warning Signs of the Walking Dead tonight. You guys, let them know where they can find you all.
Hey guys, I'm Krista Flungy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flungy.
And I'm April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And my beautiful people, you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also, tomorrow, This Is Us After Show and The Purge After Show.
He's doing a lot, you guys. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. We will see you guys next week, Monday at 8:15 p.m. to cover episode 4. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.